Scotty K. Show on US 99.
I told you this weekend I took my son Chance to Nashville for the first time. He's 15, and we went down Broadway where all the honky talks are. I told you that whole story, and he had a really good time and enjoyed himself. But that night, on Sunday night, we were going to go somewhere that I was going to be honest. I'm a little nervous. I didn't know if he was going to like it or not. And I've never been there. It's going to be my first time, but for his first time also. But I took him to the Grand Ole Opry. And it's just so legendary. Actually, I want to shout out Mike from Hampshire, who was apparently there, that had a birthday. So happy birthday to Mike from Hampshire that was celebrating his birthday. But now Chance being 15, country music isn't super his thing. And it's just music in general. He's kind of more into, his athletics and his YouTube and all that stuff. So I was like, okay, I don't know if he's going to actually appreciate what the Grand Ole Opry is. So I kind of explained the importance of it and what it means to country music and how it works. Now, if you've never been to the Grand Ole Opry, it's pretty cool. So when you walk in, it looks like an award show. It's really cool. I mean, there's the lights and the backdrop, and they kind of do the show like an award show. So there's like five or six artists. They each do two or three different songs, and they're all different subgenres of country music. So you kind of get a little bit of everything. If you don't like one thing, wait a couple songs, you'll get that too. Now, one of the things I saw on there was that Charlie Crockett was playing. I was like, oh, awesome. So this night for me was going to be awesome no matter what. We got to a point where there was a bluegrass band. And if you know anything about bluegrass, it's not a lot of people's thing. It's a little older. It's traditional. It's fast. There's no drums. And so there was a band called the Cody Norris Show. And so there's four people. Like I said, no drums. There's a banjo, guitar, fiddle, upright bass. And actually the bass player is from Chicago, which is pretty cool because you don't get a lot of bluegrass here. But it caught his attention because they just sang so fast. And so he was locked in for a second. Now, first, I want to play you a couple what it sounded like. So they did a song called Rockabye Boogie that caught his attention. Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Rockabye Boogie. So we had a little bit fun with that. I was like, can you talk that fast? Rockabye Boogie, Rockabye Boogie. And so that caught his attention, but he was locked into that bluegrass. He was like, that was actually kind of cool. And now while he's probably never going to listen to bluegrass music, but he appreciated it, which is all I could ask for. And I thought that that was really special. Now, the next act we saw was actually the closing act of the night with somebody that has 21 number one hits, but you have probably never heard of. And it blew my mind, and it actually blew his mind a little bit too. I want to tell you who we saw that you don't know his name probably, but he has 21 number one hits. So less than 5 minutes away, give me two songs. I'll tell you who that is.
The Scotty K. Show on US 99.
A couple minutes ago, we were talking about how I took my son for the first time to Nashville, and we both went to the Grand Ole Opry for the first time, which is super special. And if you don't know how it works, I explained it a second ago. At the Grand Ole Opry, it looks like an award show when you walk in. The energy's cool. You sit down, but they have like five or six different acts, and they each play two or three songs, different subgenres of country music. And I told you one of them before, first of all, we got to see Charlie Crockett live, which was awesome. But they also had a bluegrass band that I played a little bit of for you, and it's so fast. And I was like, I don't think my 15-year-old son's gonna like this bluegrass at all. But he was so locked in, and he's not gonna listen to it, but he appreciated it. But what really blew our mind was actually the closer, a guy that has 21 number one hits that you've probably never even heard of. And it's so cool. His name is Don Schiltz. Now, he has written some iconic songs, which I'll get to in a second, but he's a songwriter at heart, which is the best. If you get to see songwriters or those writer rounds, go to those anytime, any chance you get to, because they're funny. They're great storytellers. And he was up there. He's like, hey, you don't know me. And I always have to explain when I sing these songs that I wrote them, because otherwise it just sounds like terrible karaoke. And it was so fun. But just to get context of who this man was and how incredible he was, one of the songs he has written is something you're going to recognize right off the bat. Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
You got to know when to hold.
Huge.
Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run.
So he wrote The Gambler, which is obviously one of the biggest songs of all time. He also wrote songs like When You Say Nothing at All, Keith Whitley and Alison Krauss. The other one that he sang, and he ended the whole set with this, he wrote Randy Travis, Forever and Ever and Amen.
Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen.
It was just special to be there with my son. We were both at the Grand Ole Opry for the first time to see those people. And we got to have that experience together. And he looked at me as we walked out. He goes, okay, that was cool. And it was.